Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy. And time you checked out the new Series 2 HSV Sports Cat with sport suspension, anti-roll bar and AP racing brakes. Play hard. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Tuesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mickey Malloy.
Hello, look who's swung by. It's dangerous day.
How you going, guys?
Up and running.
Oh, it's
How's
Tuesday.
The headache? You okay?
That wasn't a cough.
All right.
Hey, there's a giveaway.
All right, we'll get to you in just a moment. Right. In the meantime, huge show. We're going to debut our new segment, Harden Up. We may have done it once or twice.
We're bringing it back.
We're bringing it back. Harden
Up. Because there's a few people that really do.
There's a few people who really need to harden up. We're going to point them out and ask you who should harden up.
I like hearing about them. Today we are going to investigate and look at the continuing case, which I'm pretty much obsessed with, of Jeffrey Epstein and the Duke of York, who's been photographed.
Prince Andrew.
And I'm going to tell you a few things about what was inside that mansion.
Is there a royal news update, or is it just a...
there's a few royal... Well, do you count Elton John as being a queen? That's royal news.
Yes.
We might include him.
We will and do. Oh. It is. It's now, cracked with royalties.
That's
true. Mince pies being sold by Coles in winter. Is this okay? You're a chef. Discuss.
I will discuss. I'm not convinced, but also they're selling Easter... they're selling hot cross buns. So
all right.
Is there nothing sacred?
We'll get to the bottom of that.
Or do you want to eat them all year round?
Hugh Jackman shits me.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
And now, I know why.
We may or may not get
because he's perfect.
And that's right. We're going to talk about men who make other men look bad on today's program.
The list is growing. But Lamar Odom is not on that list.
Well, we'll discuss him at some stage.
We've got news about Lil Nas.
He's gone. Knocked off.
By one Billie Eilish, and we're going to play a little bit of that.
Not a lot about her,
you're going to
school me in the ways of Billie Eilish. Fantastic. We're going to ask you, what country would you buy if you were Donald Trump? He's buying a country. What country would you buy? We'll get into that. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to wait.
And we've got Adam Rosenbach's coming in as well.
I didn't mention Adam Rosenbach's.
Yeah, he's got
a new book out.
He has.
Paris and Other Disappointments.
Oh,
it's a travel book that he went away with his dad. And
friend of the show. He's been to the darts as well.
I'm really keen on the darts.
Give us an absolute update on what's going on the darts. Hello, Dange.
How are you guys?
Thanks for swinging by.
Great to be here.
You got a doctor's certificate?
What do you mean?
I would like to know.
You look really well. You really look
chipper.
You don't look
rested.
Very sick.
So what happened on the weekend, mate?
Well, I had a terrible headache yesterday morning.
Join the club.
What do you mean?
I have a terrible headache every night.
Okay.
So what happened?
And so, I had a bit of blurry vision. I couldn't see. It was a migraine.
Were you hitting the head by a bouncer at 100?
No, I wish I was.
100 miles an hour. No, you weren't.
I had my stitches out on Saturday, but that wouldn't have done anything to do with
it's not linked at all. No. You know what it is?
Your wife came home and you had a crazy sexed up weekend.
I wish as well.
You went bonkers.
None of that. I'll tell you what it was. You woke up stressed out.
You were just what women go through all the time. Exhausted.
Maybe. Might have been part
because of it. Your wife was away and you had to do housework.
I was doing everything
and cook.
And that is true, Jane.
And work. And you just couldn't cope with
what
it
is
all.
It,
and you
mate?
Fell
why,
in a heap.
Why were you not here?
So I
had by the way, I stood up for you.
I'm sure you paid that.
Everyone else had it chipped away.
Listen to Week in Review on Friday.
Oh, right, okay. So I didn't hear any of the show yesterday.
Oh, didn't you?
I had to go for a... Because I had a really stiff neck after my big headache.
I've still heard nothing that's...
And then where did you go? Did you go and have a massage?
I did.
So you're having a massage and a day off.
So rather than there...
But I couldn't turn my neck. I couldn't push the buttons if I had the stiff neck.
Was it a...
No, it wasn't the one with the flashing light at the front. No, it was in the shopping centre. It's quite reputable. But I feel really good. I'm a bit...
Are you back, are you?
I'm a bit tired today, though.
Oh, shut up.
I was talking to some of the girls in the office.
Tired too.
Who have a concussion test or something.
Who have migraines, and they say, look, you have the hangover the next day. And I said, that's true. I feel really weak.
Thing.
I feel quite weak today. I wonder if I can push the buttons that well. James might have to have my back later.
I have heard.
What do you mean?
Whitney's gone, got you a cup of tea.
I know.
It's not like you're going down a coal mine 14 hours a day.
Oh, beg your pardon.
As an underage child,
it's
mate.
The first...
All you got to do is push a couple of buttons on time.
It's the first sick day I've had all year.
Well.
So I'm a little trooper.
Well, the Jane was suggesting Jane, that it's always Friday or Monday. And I said, come on, that's not fair.
That was just a coincidence.
Not me. Everyone was suggesting.
Did you take hallucinogenic drugs?
I didn't. I didn't take anything.
Were you on a bender?
No, I wasn't.
Have you broken up?
No, she's home right now. Just picked up the kids from school. No.
Oh, well,
family life is great.
Geez.
What?
Mickey, what did you do today? Because you look.
I played squash.
Did you?
You played squash. Remember, I'm worried when you do that.
Right,
do they have
worry.
A defibrillator there?
We looked. They didn't.
Oh, no.
So I made someone stand
that
there and watch
terrible.
Me. I had first responders. Remember how Kerry Packer used to be followed around by a Mikey unit?
Yes.
That's what I do these
days.
That
came in handy, didn't it?
Did you work up a sweat?
Well, mate, I'm here, aren't I?
Okay.
I'm here. So, no, I picked my biggest, fattest mate, Nick Swallow.
I thought I'll
take this guy.
Come on.
Went down to the wire.
Did
who won?
He's a real, you know what I call him? Bernard Tomic. He's always, as soon as I've got him on the ropes, he gets a bit, oh, man,
bit lippy.
All my hammies have done.
Right.
I'm a little
hammies
surprised you have any friends. You're a bit rude.
Hey, guess who was there, though? So hey. I'm at the Sports and Aquatic Centre and the American basketball team turned up.
No,
I know those basketball courts like the back of my hand.
So the first thing
well.
I thought was, why is there 50 cops here and they're not patting me down?
You say
I've seen 50
and
cops.
And they weren't talking to you.
I'm generally throwing stuff in the bin,
yes.
Trying to run out a fire exit.
That's right.
But they were all there. I go, what's going on? And then you see the two big buses and there they are running around the joint.
The USA basketball team here, of course, they're playing in Melbourne. Mm. Is it Melbourne this weekend?
Yeah, they'll be on Friday or Saturday night in Melbourne.
Oh, right. All right.
And I believe they're staying at Crown.
Oh, right.
Well, then there was a bit of a to-do, wasn't there? With
Have your ID on you.
Oh, Ben Simmons.
Good luck getting,
Ben Simmons.
Good luck getting in.
Yeah.
Good luck with that, guys.
There's a tall
American
basketballer.
Good luck with that.
Hey,
I've coached on those courts. I'm just
what?
Looking at
coached what?
Basketball.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're done here. Now I'm getting a headache.
Did you win the game, by the way?
Hey?
Did you win?
I'll look at something.
Oh, it's not important.
No, it's not important.
Right. In other words, you didn't.
Yeah, all right.
Russell's on the line. Russell, quickly. Russell, what's your suggestion, mate?
Oh, he doesn't even know how to turn things on. Why, it's yellow. What are you doing?
I don't know.
What have you done, Dave?
Here we go.
Hey, Russell.
Oh,
one day away.
Russell, what's your suggestion?
Yeah, Dangerous Dave
yes.
has been replaced with Hobart Dangerous Dave.
Get
that's what we're going to do from now on. That's what we'll do.
He hates it when people say that.
We'll fly in Hobart Dangerous Dave. The original Dangerous Dave, we'll fly him in. All right, we'll be back after this. There's
Russell.
Plenty to talk about.
All right, thanks to the HSV and the new Series 2 HSV Sports Cat. Play hard.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Oh, time for Harden Up on Kennedy Malloy. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy.
This is where we tell people to harden up.
Yeah.
Dangerous Dave, harden up.
You'll need to harden up.
Why do I need to harden up?
You are, you migraine, you
headache.
Take a day off.
I am
you're
within my rights as an employee of this network to...
What are you going to do, go to HR now? Oh, you little baby.
And I've probably got some defamation case pending. I mean, I haven't heard yesterday's show, but from all reports,
right,
according to my...
You've not got any... Too
busy... Down the massage.
Rosemary Walton filled in for you.
How did she go?
Really
she would have been
good.
Really complimentary about me too, I'm sure.
We didn't talk about
someone
you
who
like
knows
that.
What they're doing.
Okay.
1-3-5-3
Yes.
You've got someone.
Steve Smith.
Oh, Steve
Smith. Harden.
You'll need to harden up.
He has concussion.
You can't take...
It's very serious.
You can't take a cricket ball at 96 miles an hour to the noggin and be available to play... 3 days out.
What's the bit? Where did he have to harden up? What did he have to
do? He's not going
to
be. This talk, he might not play.
Well, that's not. That's the new rule that's in.
Oh,
they've brought in the rule. It's
well,
not his
lie.
Fault.
Lie.
No.
But you know, in the old days, there's an AFL grand final. There was a player. He's going, how many fingers? He's sitting on the bench. And he goes, he's got up 5 fingers. Up. He goes, 10. He goes, no. He goes, 6, no, 5, get out there.
He finally got it, right.
And look, he was the first player, and that'll be on your permanent record, first player to ever be subbed off under the concussion rule, and then to not bag
I think,
up.
Sorry, it was 154 kilometres an hour.
Yeah, I said 96 miles an hour, Jane.
Oh,
do the
sorry,
math.
Miles? Wow. What?
Well, it's the same speed.
Miles?
Mate, that's what they do over there. There's no metric, I'm afraid. Don't you know anything about the motherland?
Send you to the motherland.
So there it is, 96 miles an hour. You've been hit in the head. You know what you do? You go back on. Between the wickets, weekends at Bernie style. You have two blokes drag you up and down the wicket.
Even if you're nauseous and you've got a headache, like Davey, a little Davey.
What do you mean? I did have a headache.
Steve Smith, you let yourself down. You let your country down. You get out there. You know what I do? I'd open with him. I'd open with him and make him bat 2 feet outside the crease.
You are terrible.
Can you still have a runner in cricket? Is that still a thing?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't do that much anymore, do they? I don't know. You don't see it anymore.
There should be a weight restriction if you're over.
You're right.
If you're like Ranatunga, you can have a...
Yeah, runner.
Oh. You can have a runner.
Yeah.
If I was Geoffrey Arthur, I'd run in and bowl beanballs at him.
What's wrong with you?
All right, I've got one.
Yeah. Oh, who's yours?
He's one of our favourites. Can't get enough of Lamar Odom.
You need to harden up.
This is very disappointing. He's one of my heroes. He's one of the... You know, I know Jane, he's on my list of guys I want to be.
But not women.
Do you want to give the background or do you want to just start with the story? What do you want to do?
Well, Lamar, let's just say, has a penchant for things nasty.
Women, and porn. And porn.
And women and drugs.
We should point out a lot of drugs as well. So Lamar Odom came to everyone's notoriety, apart from those. He's an NBA basketballer and a very good one.
Well, but actually, he wasn't very good.
Well, he's good enough.
He made it into him because he's super tall.
Good, and he's super rich. And
he's super rich. He's really got a bit of talent.
Anyway, so he shot to fame when he spent like about 4 days in a whorehouse. Can I say that these days?
Yes, you can. Because that's what they call it.
A Las Vegas whorehouse where he didn't leave the bed for 4 days. Shacked up with seven hookers, and then
doing hardcore drugs,
and then the owners of the brothel rang up and said, "Can someone please come and get him?"
And guess who went and got him? Poor Khloe Kardashian.
Khloe Kardashian saved him
and sat by him in a vigil.
He went to hospital. She was in a coma. And she sat beside.
She's a good woman.
And she's a very good woman. There should be more of it. That's what you want.
So apparently he's got issues.
So he's got a new girl, and he was doorstopped at, where was he, at the airport?
Yes, at LAX. And he said he's decided to do something because everything's crumbling around him. Let's just have a listen as he's interviewed at LAX.
Lamar, what did you cut back that you really used to love to indulge in?
Candy and porn.
Candy and pornography? Why? Why would you say porn is a negative thing?
You can't watch porn if you respect
this
that.
This is true.
You can have a healthy life, you know?
Okay,
candy
so
and porn. He's cut back on candy and porn, Dave.
Oh.
You need to harden up.
You're dead to me.
He's trying to make a new start in life, and he's just so...
He's got a new girlfriend, and she said... She was at the airport doing most of the talking, by the way.
Right.
And she said, you can't watch porn and be with me.
That's right. She said, you can't watch porn and have a healthy sex life.
Yeah, well, she later said, and be with me. Mm. And you know what I say? What a ball breaker. If they're your rule...
I beg your pardon.
Why can't you be more like Khloe Kardashian, who flew across the country to be by the side as soon as he was whisked out of the brothel and was brought back to consciousness? Now, that's a good woman.
Can I just read some quotes from Lamar? God, I love it.
Go over it.
He said in his memoir, when he was once married to Khloe Kardashian, he said he's had sex with more than 2,000 women. There were too many strippers to count, he writes. It wasn't a big deal, but often I would pay them. I never thought less of them. And he says, in an interview with People, he said, sex was a trigger for me to do drugs because you double up on that good feeling. My sex addiction and my cocaine addiction go hand in hand.
What happened to that guy?
Yeah.
Look at him now.
He said, I ran out of porn to watch. That's how you know when you're going a little overboard.
Wow.
He ran out of porn.
Is that possible?
What happened? There needs to be, you know what? There needs to be a reverse intervention.
Yes.
That is
a reverse intervention where we get Lamar Odom, we go, come on, mate.
Yeah.
Here's a big pile of coke and some porn. Get back into it.
What about where he goes candy too? I told you that once Kim Kardashian said he had the worst breath.
Why would you bring that up?
Because he said he's addicted to candy and porn. So he's got to give up candy. His teeth were rotting because he hadn't been to the dentist in 20 years. Because he was scared of the dentist.
Didn't hear any of his hookers complaining.
You need to harden up.
Complaining about his bad breath.
Not when they're getting paid.
That's true.
Fitties.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Harden up. It's about time people hardened up. It's just annoys me.
I like this segment.
You know, you just need to cop it.
I think I say it a lot.
You pick yourself up, you dust yourself off, and you just keep coming. Stop whinging. And we just get on with it. That's the way we roll.
Life's not that bad.
Take it on.
Come on.
Ride to the gates of oblivion, muchachos. All right, let's take a couple of calls.
All right.
Who have we already hardened up? Lamar Odom for giving up porn.
Steve Smith for concussion and carrying on.
Get out there, weak in the Bernie style.
Dangerous Dave,
you've copped it. Yeah. Franz is on the line. Franz, who do you think should harden up, my friend? Where are you calling us from first? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from up in sunny Cairns.
Cairns. All right. Yes. What have you seen?
I thought the North Cairns Tigers AFL team, this is one for you, Mick, they need to harden up because on the weekend they went down to the Port Douglas Crocs, 402-0.
You need to harden up.
Oh, no. Geez.
Wow.
Hang on a second. Oh. The Port Douglas Crocs won.
402-0.
Did they have any shots on goal, do you know?
Terrible.
I don't know, but we actually added up. If they got all the goals instead of behinds, and that would have been about 540-0.
Here it is here. Port Douglas, 63 goals, 24 points, 402.
Jeez. That's exactly right.
Was that common occurrence for the North Cairns Tigers? Have they had a pretty stinky season?
They're not one of the greater sides, but I think they really need to harden up after that one. Right. The embarrassment of the poor boys, I think.
See you on the track Monday. Bring your mouth guards. That's what you say. Thanks, Franz. You get the idea. 133-53. If you want to get involved, Matt's on the line. Matt, who needs to harden up?
I might be a bit late on it, but... Dave,
bang.
Never too
harden
late, Matt.
Harden yourself up, Dave.
You need to harden up.
Why, Matt?
Well done, Matt. Well done,
Dave. You allowed a true professional in Rosie to get into your seat yesterday. Uh-huh. So, sitting at home relaxing, you
and having massages too, Matt.
At home
having
relaxing, Matt. Jane
having, you were at you were out having a massage.
I was
relaxing.
Trying to alleviate that tight neck that I had.
By the way, stop calling everyone about Dangerous Dave.
Yeah,
we've had enough.
And I'm allowed to have a day off.
Oh, hey.
That's part of my work agreement.
Well, all defensive.
Kind of a day off around.
Hang on, what's your work agreement?
Well, you know, we have so many sick days a year that we're allocated. If I'm sick, I'm sick. I don't feel bad.
No, don't get snappy.
I think he's good.
You need to harden up.
Jeez, Dave.
Copping it from everyone,
snappity,
Dave.
Snappity, snap,
we hit
snap.
A nerve, have we?
Oh, no, but, you know.
Who's your doctor? I should go speak to them.
You're not going to speak to my doctor?
Who is it?
I'm not telling you, mate. It's private. Yeah. It's patient-to-doctor confidentiality.
I hope it's Dr. Kevorkian.
I've got one.
You've got one.
Survivor last night.
Who are you hardening up?
Big wave surfer Ross Clark Jones.
You need to harden up.
Hang on, mate. This guy travels the world finding the biggest waves he can and riding them.
Yeah.
Fearless man. He's
the king. He's the king.
Well, he was in the jungle and he swung on a rope and the rope snapped. Oh, and he's broken an ankle. Boo hoo. Oh, he's got to leave the show.
Hang on. We got to grab.
Have a listen.
Swing. All right, stop the challenge. Medic.
Breathe, mate. And so the injury is serious enough that we need to take him off?
Yep, I need to take him off.
Okay. But it's serious enough that he needs to come out of the challenge.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right,
Roscoe.
That is weak.
You need to harden up.
He's leaving the show.
Hang on. Big wave surfer.
What?
Travels the world. Yeah. Watches big waves. It's a reality show.
Go and make crutches out of bamboo.
You know, I tell you what he should do. He should go on the Housewives of Melbourne. That's what he should be
on. God, what a softie.
Hang on a second. Their whole idea is called Survivor.
Yeah.
So you don't get to leave.
Go and survive.
Strap it up. Put a splint on it.
God.
Yeah, good point.
Eat one of the locals.
That's
I don't
ridiculous.
Care.
After all these weeks,
break
he's been
fire.
In.
And he's becoming a bit of a favourite of mine too, Ross. I love
very disappointing, Ross Clark Jones.
Ross Clark Jones, you weaky.
Wow.
What about, I got one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Whitney here at the office.
Oh.
Whitney.
You need to harden up.
What's Whitney done?
Oh, man. Oh, you should have seen that carry on in here today.
What do you mean?
I didn't know. What happened?
I'll let you tell her. Here she comes. Watch this, everyone. See if you'll take my side in this.
Will I?
Hi, Whitney. What happened today?
Hello. So you came in and I had made a beautiful, beautiful, healthy soup because you're trying to be healthy at the moment,
I'm
right?
Just a little thing. Well, no dim sums. That's the only rule. Right. So you've got a vegetable soup happening.
Yep. You look at it and you poo-poo it straight away and you go, no thanks.
Right.
Now, never in my whole time working with you have I ever seen you bring soup into this office. So you turn down my beautiful homemade healthy soup.
And what do you do?
And goes out to the shops and buys a soup and brings it back into the office.
What's going
hang
on?
Hang on. Well, you need to harden up. You should give yourself credit because I saw your soup and I thought, well, that looks, a soup would be good.
But why didn't you, so why do you have any of Whitney's tasty
homemade
soup?
Homemade.
Oh, come on.
What?
Yeah, it was beautiful.
I can see everyone else having to push it down because Whitney's already got it in front of them.
Whitney's a very good cook.
I'm doing a look at the room. I'm going, yeah, no.
But then I look down at the bin and I see the soup, because I didn't see him bring it in, but I see the soup bucket in the bin and I was like, hang on.
It's a good soup.
Did you buy soup? And he didn't know how to get out of it.
Oh, I just went and bought myself some soup.
Oh.
Whitney, you need to let it go. Because it
no,
was...
it's bloody rude.
I gave James Bruce bread. He woofed that. Mm. Anything to disguise the taste
just
of what was
giving
you,
away
what,
your food.
What were you calling yours? Vegetable soup or something?
It was detox lentil turmeric soup.
Okay, the defence rests. What
I don't
possibly
think...
do you think?
That doesn't sound very. That there... hasn't got the name Malloy on it to me.
All right. Pretty good harden up, yeah. I think, for one day.
Excellent.
We'll go with that. All keep right. going. You can get us on the socials if you can think
you
of anyone.
At Kennedy Malloy on Instagram and Twitter. Coming up, Adam Rosenbach.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You're hanging in there, Dave, and that's the main thing.
Thank
you're
you, mate.
Okay. You're
you've
over,
got
you're
my
over,
back.
You're over our chat, aren't you?
What do you mean?
Well, you're a bit over it.
Oh, you had a Monday off. Oh, did you? Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Oh, you got a doctor certificate? What's the name of your doctor? I mean, you can't have one sick day. Anyway, I'm fine.
You
I'm
okay?
Okay. I'm
feeling
great.
Flustered or
no, I'm all right. What do you mean?
Well, I don't know.
My voice gets up here. It gets
it does
flustered, doesn't it?
You okay though?
I'm good, thank you. I'm feeling okay.
I've got another harden up.
Ibuprofen or something. Okay, we've got another harden up.
Just a quick one.
Yeah.
Can I harden up a country?
Yes, you can.
Harden up Iceland.
Iceland.
You need to harden up.
What the hell?
Iceland
Why?
Held a funeral for its first glacier lost to climate change.
Jesus. How much ice do you want?
Come on, you got heaps.
Ice everywhere.
You called Iceland.
How many glaciers? How many glaciers do
what
you
happened?
Want?
Oh, you're right up there near all those other icy places.
It's, what is it now? Like a stream or a
think
cold?
Of us
it's still
in Melbourne.
Cold.
Sydney, Brisbane, where all our eyes?
Hey, you know what we do? We get snow for like 2 months of the year.
In Australia, we got
you
nothing.
See us bitching and moaning?
No.
No, you don't. We've got a mountain called Mount Donabuang. It's hopeless. Do you see us banging on about it? Iceland, you weak, weak.
Jeez.
Harden up, Iceland.
I did harden up. I'm a bit upset today.
What's wrong with you?
Because my song, Little Nass, has finally been knocked off.
Oh, Old Town Road.
Old Town Road.
I'm gonna take my horse down to Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no
my kids love this.
Right, let's just take it a bit further.
Oh,
yeah. There we go.
I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I got the horses in the back.
How good is it?
Well, Nass.
One of the great songs of all time, and it is now the longest running number one Billboard charter in history. How many weeks was it? 18 or 19?
Well, 16 or 17, I think, initially, but it might be more now.
Did you say, too, that it wasn't up for a country music award?
No. So there's controversy because it was originally, so it's in the Billboard charts, it was also in the country charts.
Mm.
Then there was a complaint that it wasn't country enough.
That's right.
I'm pretty sure that was when they realised he was black.
Yeah.
And a rapper.
Yeah, okay.
And so they've said, oh, no, it's no, we're taking it off the country charts. Mm. Then they subsequently had to put it back in. But now the country awards are coming up.
Right.
And there's a massive Barney about weather. Because it should
well, it
win
should
everything.
Be. It should be. It should
be. It's a country song.
Billy Ray Cyrus is in it.
Billy Ray Cyrus
in one version of it.
Well, the original version of it.
No, not the original.
Oh, no?
No, I don't think he was the original. Yeah, I think he heard it and really dug it and said, I'd get on board and jump on board that
all
one,
right.
guys.
Well, we'll do a recce on that.
All right, let's do a recce.
But it's the phenomenon, breakout
phenomenon. Huge.
Yep.
And it is a country song.
Yeah, I agree.
And it should be.
Awesome.
But I think you'll find it'll be pushing very hard to be nominated.
Well, what's taken it over? Do you know?
No.
I don't. It's Billie Eilish.
Oh, really?
You know Billie Eilish? She's 17.
Yeah.
Billie Eilish, no idea who you're
she's
talking
very good.
About.
Yeah, she's a girl from Los Angeles, mm. and her
she
song.
She like win America's Got Talent or something. Or
no,
she like, is she like
no,
the
she's
voice,
really
the Voice.
Uh-uh.
Is she on the Voice?
Mm-mm.
Is she like?
No, she's not
like Taylor Swift. She's not like Ariana Grande.
Is she like a Tay-Tay?
No, she's definitely not like Tay-Tay. She grew up listening to the Beatles.
Like a Cardi B.
No, Avril Lavigne, Green Day. She loves hip hop, but her song is really quite haunting. It's called Bad Guy. It's been in the charts for a long time.
So this is the one that's knocked it off.
Yeah. This is the one. You want to hear
are
it?
You going to play me some?
Yeah, here it comes.
So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type. Make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy.
That's my karaoke song. That's my karaoke song.
Keep going, there's another bit there.
Well,
that's it.
Yeah, enough.
I think there are music programmers at Triple M all around the country having conniptions or in the fetal position
that's amazing.
In the moment as we speak.
You know what, she's not a
17,
Tay-Tay,
that
not.
Sounds pretty good.
It's yeah.
So who's her crowd? Who's who follows her?
It's a bit of a mix, really.
It is.
All their music's quite different. She's
like
well.
A young Alanis Morissette. Is
yeah,
that
I'd say that's a good good description. Mm-hmm. Is it possible that she could be even darker than?
Well, good on
you
her.
Know?
That sounds like a proper song.
She's the youngest woman ever to have a number one album in the UK as well. So at 17,
she's a baby. She's younger than my eldest child.
Yeah,
that's amazing. She's wow. Yeah.
Those lyrics seem pretty ripe.
Those yeah. lyrics are pretty ripe. I love that. I love that sound, though. But, yeah, so your poor song,
yeah,
which we love.
What was your band? What was your band?
Highly Strung.
Highly Strung.
James.
Like Highly Strung, do a bit of that stuff. Bit of whispery.
No, when was Stevie Nicks?
I'm a bad girl.
I'm a bad girl. Stevie Nicks, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Well, how long is that going to be number one, then?
Well, it's been
I
hanging
don't,
around
yeah.
for a long time.
But
it's
I don't
been
think
in the charts for yeah, weeks.
So. Oh, good on her.
Yeah.
And,
that's always
and Valet, yes. Old Town Road.
And great job, Little Old Town Road.
Little Nass, what a great rain it was. Well done. Have we got
excellent
the
work.
Too hard? Have we got those kids singing it? At
I'll get that.
Oh,
can you find
yeah.
it? It's my favourite.
Let's come,
we'll come back to
it. You want to hear some joy?
This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Adam Rosenbach's our special guest in studio in the next hour. This is Kennedy Malloy.
He's written a book. He hates his dad.
No, he doesn't hate his dad. He said travelling with his dad has its ups and downs.
Wouldn't have thought that.
We'll let him explain.
Funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, Billie
that's
Eilish,
funny.
Is it? Who's the new
yes,
number one
is.
Billboard artist knocking
17.
Off.
17. Knocked
her.
Off Lil Nas.
She did,
your
that's
mate.
Good to hear. So knocked off Lil Nas, but let's forget.
Had a good run, 19 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're kind of done with it. But my favourite moment in the whole journey was when Lil Nas turned up at a inner city urban school. Yeah. For the kids who went berserk, and I've never seen such joy on a number of kids as the day he turned up and they sang along with him. You get the idea.
Oh,
how
good.
Much fun. They were going bananas.
We'll post that video on Twitter as well.
Could
at
we?
Kennedy
we
Malloy,
will indeed.
So you can see it.
Do you know what I love too? Sometimes it's when you see kids' choirs or concerts, kids sing like this. And, and they're always like, come on, kids, but give us a... That, they're all screaming
they
it.
Into it.
That's
Cocoa
because
bananas.
People... kids' choirs, they often sing crap songs.
Yeah, well, songs that don't interest them.
Mm. Correct.
So you go, what am I singing
it's
this for?
It's always been the bane of my life.
All
with
right,
kids
well,
choirs.
Give them a bit of Old Town Road and watch them go
bang,
cocoa.
Bang.
All right, now
Coles has
you're
broken
upset.
Tradition.
Are you upset with this or
I'm not, I don't care because
all
I think
right,
it's bizarre.
Settle down, settle down.
No, I think it's bizarre.
All right.
First of all, because I don't like mince pies.
What?
But apparently a lot of people do because jeez. Coles have decided.
It's like eating dead flies.
That's
someone
not.
Said that. Who said that?
They're delicious.
It's like you love mince
like
pies,
a, mince pies.
It's like a dead fly pie.
No, a bit of cream, heat it up, yum.
Coles has listened to the people, apparently. People
what do you mean?
Love it. They've got to have mince pies
have
all
said,
year.
People have said, we want that. People have like burnt down Coles shopping stores and set fire to themselves at the front going, where's our mince pies?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, apparently there's feedback lines or something.
Right. Well, no, they've got data. They've taken all the data. The customer insight data has revealed that shoppers want mince pies all
year
round.
They want their nana cup of tea and a mince pie.
So they've
after
already done
their
this
dinner.
With hot cross buns. So they've
well, cross buns. They're introducing them now.
Well, no, they've already done. Well, it's all year round virtually. Hot cross buns.
My
and
kids
and
love
now
hot cross
you
buns.
Get your mince pies, which is in my time was sold exclusively around the Christmas.
Well, in everyone's time, that's what a mince pie is.
It was seasonal.
Now
it made it special.
But is this a shift in how we're living our lives?
We just want everything when we can.
We want it now. Why do we have to wait?
I want it now.
But this is what I think.
I want to get fat.
But I think at Christmas time,
I'm going to woof them. I'm going to pop a mince pie like Maltesers. That's what I'm going to do.
Right.
I'm going to sit at home. I'm going to watch The Bachelor.
We've done a Twitter poll, by the way.
52 mince pies.
We've done a Twitter poll.
Mince Twitter
pies say all year round. 32% said yes. 68% said no.
Well done, Triple M audience.
Yeah.
Do you know what? When I bake a roast turkey at Christmas, we all hoe into it, and we go, "Oh, how good's this?" And then we go, "Why don't we have turkey any other time of the year?"
And then you put it away.
It's ridiculous.
So you're saying turkey should be an all-round...
Turkey is a great meat. It's not a fatty meat. It's delicious.
What do you think should be all year round?
We used to have Good Fridays.
Eggnog.
Or eggnog. There you go.
Why can I only have it at the snow? I want some eggnog. I want to come home and go, cricket's on.
Yeah.
Hot tea rolled. I'll make a...
It'll be like the movie White Christmas.
I'll have some eggnog.
With Bing Crosby. You get the eggnog and... Do you know when Good Friday, we used to have whiting and potato gems? And we only ever had it on Good Friday.
It's the only time
you do it. Potato gem, that's an all-year thing.
Well, my mother only gave us potato gems on Good Friday.
What about one potato gem the size of a basketball?
That's right. Potato gem. Hang on.
You know what I like all year round?
What?
Flu shots.
Flu shots?
Even in the middle of summer. Sure. Even on
that's a good point.
I'm sure if you ask a doctor, you can get
like a flu shot, please.
That's quite a left of field. Yeah.
Why should it just be winter?
Yeah,
you're right.
I mean, if I could have a mince pie anytime.
Here we go. Brad's got one. What do you reckon, Brad?
I reckon happy hour should be all year round, 24/7.
Happy hour, not just between 4 and 6.
That's a good point.
24/7.
That's a good idea.
Like happy hemisphere.
Yeah,
where
happy
it hemisphere. Doesn't matter where you are. In the hemisphere.
That's true. Thanks, Brad.
All right,
Lauren, what do you think should be year-round?
Oh, Cadbury cream eggs.
Aren't they around all the time?
I think they are, aren't they, Lauren?
No, I don't think they are. You can get all different types, and they're so yummy.
Hang on a second.
Really?
I've never had one.
They all look weird.
I've never been down
there. Oh, no, you bite in, and they're full of sugary goodness, I tell you what.
Oh, that makes my teeth hurt when you say that.
You should do the phone topic on Coles Radio. Have you seen Coles Radio?
Yeah, there is Coles Radio.
That's where you'll be working in a year.
Well, good luck to
you. You would be good at that.
You would.
Be a DJ. Can we do a shift
pick
one day?
The best music.
Can we do Coles Radio and we'll do a shift?
All right.
And we'll go, hi to everyone in aisle 9.
And now
aisle
here's
9, it's time to make a request.
Let's have a little bit of Boz Gags.
That's right, customers. 8 items.
You with the baby formula in your cars. This one is for you. What about this one? Daylight saving.
Oh,
all year round. Come on.
Yep.
That's
a good idea. Oh, I like this one. Can we go to Donna?
Yeah.
Donna, what do you think should be available all year round?
Asparagus.
I agree.
Is it not?
It's only coming into asparagus season now, isn't it?
Well, we can't do anything about that. It's not a human choice.
That's nature, man.
It's nature.
Well, what about GM?
I live in the area, so I can collect you some, Mickey.
Oh.
Do you know what? I was making this point today when I went down the road to get I went to get a very good soup down the road Have you noticed this? All the things I would never eat in real world, I love in soup. Asparagus, good soup.
Yeah,
broccoli, good soup.
You wouldn't eat broccoli in real life.
Why would you eat broccoli?
Oh, what are you, 12?
Oh, Jane. 1-3-3-5-3, keep them coming.
Yep, that's it. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Broccoli.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Coming up in the next hour, author. Good Lord. It's demeaning the
Steady
whole
on.
Thing. Adam Rosenbarg's friend of the show, has written his first book, Paris and Other Disappointments. I've read a bit. I think it's been plagiarised.
Oh, really?
Doesn't
Oh, my God.
Doesn't ring
Rosie,
true.
Rosie, you've like really got to be on your game. game today.
Let's get him to do a reading from it.
That's a good idea.
That'd be great. We'll smoke pipes.
All right, we'll have a little bit of classical music.
We'll light a fire.
Yeah.
I'll get a jacket that's got leather patches.
You would love that, wouldn't you? You often think of yourself like that.
Who is a woman who was found cheating at the Miles Franklin Awards? Helen Dibadinko?
Oh, yeah.
Was it
Helen? I think that's correct.
This has got the whiff of... of a big...
Except it's about him and his dad travelling.
Yeah,
it's hard to plagiarise that.
Can you imagine going away with your dad and then potting him in print?
Actually, that is tough.
Yeah. A bit mean,
really. Hey, we're still talking about stuff you want all year because, Jane...
Because Coles have introduced mince pies all year and hot cross buns.
They've thrown out the rule book.
And people have demanded it, so they've listened. They've gone, all right.
Their data tells them.
Their data tells them that
people want
it.
Coles Radio won an ACRA last year.
Yeah, Commercial Radio Award.
Well, we both want to do a shift, don't
we'd
we,
like to do a shift,
radio.
Please.
What's like, what time of the day? Like midday?
Oh, anytime.
Or
I'd like to do midnight to dawn.
Let's do it at one. Let's do it.
I'll go up against Luke Boner.
let's do a lunch hour of power.
Lunch hour, yeah.
Oh,
right.
That sounds good.
All right.
All right.
Hey, what do you want to see all year round?
Let's go to Dave. Hello, Dave. What do you want to see all year round?
Hey, guys. Just thought I'd keep with the insanity theme of hot cross buns and mince pies, and why not Christmas presents as well?
Oh, I think that's a good one.
Not bad.
Really ruin the whole thing.
What about Christmas lights out the front of your house
all year? Christmassy, just to add to
take a leaf out of your book and just keep
Christmas
tree
up all year round. Yeah. That was
I like it, Dave. Well done.
Thank you. Hello, Craig. What do you want all year round?
Oh, I think Boxing Day sales.
Oh,
great, wouldn't it?
Makes sense.
Let's stop the chaos.
Hey, you know what? That would be very good now for the economy because, you know, retail's doing it tough.
Yeah, keep it going.
So they still
keep
do the doorbuster sale?
Yes, they do.
It's like
the countdown.
It's like our running of the bulls.
It is. It's much fairer.
It's all fun and games till someone loses a finger going for a white goods product. But
that's right.
I did love that.
Thank you, Craig. Hello, Spencer.
How you going, people?
You've had to think about this. What do you want all year round, mate?
Mate. The best beers, all the dark ales, the imperial stouts, the red ales, the multi-rich goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
The winter ales.
Winter.
All right, settle down, Spencer. We'll get there. Dark ales, get it. A Guinness or something of that description.
Sounds good. Hello, buddy. Let's go to Rockhampton.
How you going?
Yeah, buddy, what do you want all year round?
My mum's trifle.
Oh, yes, please.
When does she bring that out?
You win, buddy.
Christmas time.
It's only Christmas.
You know, it's annoying. There's cake all year round. There's jelly all year round.
Yes, there is jelly all year round.
And I only get it at Christmas time.
Hey, what kind of booze does she put in it?
Sherry.
Sherry, that's the traditional.
She even puts the old sixpence in it.
Oh, does she?
Oh, the pence.
The tuppence and all that.
Oh, she'll put a Bitcoin in it. Get with the times.
I agree. That's ridiculous.
Buddy, tell your mum to pull her finger out and get cracking. All right? We want more trifle.
No worries.
Buddy, we've got a prize for you too, mate. You've won the DeWalt Angle Grinder Kit, which is worth $597. Oh. By the way, get installed this Friday.
Got any angles to grind?
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Old DeWalt. That's top shelf, that is. Yeah, there's your Christmas present.
Woo-hoo. DeWalt Tools, this yellow and black Friday, DeWalt guaranteed tough. Adam Rosenbach's is next. Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, baby, it's going to be a big one, let me tell you. Coming up, what country would you buy if you could? Donald Trump wants to buy Greenland. Who thought, bugger it. Have a think about it. It's a good real estate deal. What you got your eye on?
He's so greedy. He just says, oh, well, Denmark owns it now. I might just have a chat with them. We'll negotiate.
We'll get into that. We might take a look at Kenyan politics as well, which is, kind of off the charts. I wish ours was more like it.
Do you?
Yeah, we might get round to Prince Andrew. We keep promising this. Promised it all week.
It's not going anywhere.
It's not going anywhere.
We're not getting on to Alan Jones today, are we?
Well, it's up to you.
No, I think we're done.
We've had a fair bit of it around the office, I feel so.
But no, we have.
No, fair call.
Fair call?
You say whatever you want in
all right,
department.
I will. Maybe I'll
Young
go
lady, we'll Thank take you. Your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top with this bloke.
Last time Adam Rosenbach's was in, it had an unfortunate hipster incident.
His hipster was on a longboard skateboard, skating on the wrong side of the road, bag of cement on his shoulder. The only reason I noticed him because I saw his top hat out of the corner of my eye.
What do you mean?
Oh, this guy had it coming.
So I'm looking right because that's where traffic comes from. Yeah. He comes in from the left. He can't stop. So I lock him up, hit him. Car was fine. I was like, mate, are you okay? And then he was thick Italian accent. So clearly back in Italy and on the wrong side of the road. Yeah. I was like, are you okay, mate? And he's like, yeah, he picked up his bag of cement and just skated off.
Didn't need his beard amputated.
No, he was fine.
Here to talk about his new book, Paris and Other Disappointments, and cover off his latest show assignment, please welcome back to the show, Adam Rosenbach.
Hello, Adam. Welcome back. Friend of the show. Always a pleasure to have you around.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We love seeing you.
The book is called Paris and Other Disappointments, which we'll get to shortly.
And congratulations for getting a book, and we will talk about it, but it's a big deal.
Essentially, you write a book potting your dad.
Well, he's been asking for it for a long time, so it's sweet revenge.
It's a sign of a healthy relationship.
Has he read the book?
He has read the book. And
I bet he loved it.
I haven't checked the will. As far as I know, I'm still getting some sort of inheritance.
It looks like top fun. We'll get to that in just a moment. But we sent you out.
We often send you out on assignments.
Where we sent you?
You're our 60 Minutes go-to guy.
Yeah.
Carl Stefanovic.
Yes. To some live wire events. So this time you sent me to the darts. So really, really appreciate that.
What's it like?
It's a big, could we just say, it's the Masters Melbourne, what is it? It's a big competition on at the moment. It's not just some little...
The World Masters were on. It's been sort of travelling around Australia. It's going to New Zealand next. But is it really a sport? Like, I think anything that could be done in a holiday house veranda is not a sport. You got your darts, you got your table tennis, you got your dry humping. None of those.
But table tennis is a proper sport.
Yeah.
It's on the Olympics.
I know.
It's on the Olympics. I've always said, if you want to win a gold medal at table tennis, get there early and get the good bat.
Yeah, exactly. And not in the oil patch from where Dad
darts
played HQ.
Is a legitimate
of course
indoor
it is legitimate
sport
because
where it takes, it's like mini archery.
Or like shooting. I mean, it's a skill, it's aim, it's steadiness.
Very, very steady. So I went along on Thursday and met two of the players. So I met Peter Snakebite Wright.
Oh. Yeah.
Not the best nickname I've ever heard, but this one's even worse. Daryl Super Chin Gurney.
Super Chin?
But that's
Super Chin.
So lovable, don't
that's
you
awesome.
Think?
Awesome.
I love
Super
that.
Chin? Okay, I'm on Super Chin. Is he any good?
He came second on
Saturday. And where's Snakebite from?
Snakebite's from England. So
he should keep his Super Chin up.
I don't think it's for the Snakebite. I think it's for the drink. Isn't that like an apple and cider?
Yeah,
what's in that?
Right. It's a snake bite. It's a nasty. It's got cider. It's got
Guinness,
it's shot or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very, very dangerous.
Is drinking compulsory at professional darts?
See, Mick, that's where I thought it was going to be. Not on stage. They said they are now drug tested. That's got to be WADA approved.
Wow.
Seriously. And clearly they don't test for saturated fat. But
are they in good, Nick?
I wouldn't say good.
Are you kidding
Define
me?
Good.
I know.
I don't think it's a long career when you're on the
but
darts.
But it seems to be.
What's the
it's
window?
Longer career.
What's the window for a darts player?
Oh, where would you go? 40 to 45?
Rubbish. But you could get up there. I've
Is
seen
that
darts.
The sweet spot? 40 to 45. You're taken off the rookie list at 38.
You're over there.
And then you're on.
Mickey, you could be in your prime.
How dare you?
No, but I'm saying in a lovable way.
I need to chub up, even by my standards.
But you'd have killer instincts.
Bantamweight for darts.
But you'd be good at darts. You're very competitive.
I can only win darts if I'm drunk. And there it is.
Well, that should be
darts
that's
and pool. I will take you if I'm off chops.
Now, quickly, what nicknames would you guys run with if you had to go there?
Well, I have thought of a nickname and I thought of a song to come out to.
Okay.
Do you want to hear? Have you got that, Dave?
Yeah.
This is what.
Ladies and gentlemen, so crazy right now. Would you please make a warm welcome for Vinegar Tits?
Hello.
It's catchy.
Ready? I think that's all right.
And quite frankly, Jane, I'd be a big supporter of yours, but your breasts wouldn't be the biggest on the darts tour. Let me tell you.
Few moobs
My
there.
Nicknames.
Yeah, what would you go with?
I'd probably go with the herbivore. Please welcome Mickey, the herbivore.
Just gently nibble on you.
It sounds, I don't have a lettuce.
Yeah.
You get in their kitchen because that'd all be saturated.
Oh, they wouldn't like it because they wouldn't like.
Hollywood? What about Hollywood? Here he is, Mick Hollywood.
Not bad.
Hollywood Malloy. Hollywood sounds like
Hollywood
a star.
Malloy.
Hollywood
Malloy. I like that.
The honey badger, is that taken? Can I do the honey
Not much success sure there.
I was thinking, what
the
a good...
caribou. The caribou. Oh, the caribou is a very large bird and was a transport plane.
Yes.
And there's a big caboose.
In the bag.
Yeah, that could be it. The big caboose.
See,
that's what they call me.
That's good. The big
caboose.
Caboose.
That's I love my it. Nickname.
The big caboose.
That's I'm writing awesome. It down. Vinegar Tits and the big caboose.
The big caboose.
Tonight, facing off on a one-on-one, it's Vinegar Tits and the big caboose.
Oh, that could be a Coles radio music.
Yeah. I was thinking I would be either gastro, because I give you the shits, or herpes, because I hang around all night.
Herpes.
Can't get rid of me.
Herpes.
There
he is. The moth.
Yeah, and so I was singing a bit of walkout music for myself, so I was either thinking go really tough like this. Bit of Metallica.
Because
they go out of their way to over-amp it. When you've got something that's really boring, the giveaway is, let's have flash pots, let's have chicks.
All that kind of
stuff. That's funny. That's great. That's so much fun.
Or I was thinking maybe this.
well.
Get in their head.
A bit of pork knuckle.
People don't know what's coming.
What would I do?
Thank you,
Dave. My music?
Yeah, what have you got,
Mickey? Probably strut off the bat. Of course. And chicks with pom-poms. I come out.
I love it.
In hot pants.
But would you have 60-year-old chicks in hot pants and pom-poms?
Smoking. Okay, what about this one?
Oh, yeah, you love it.
And go up and hug my opponent.
Would you be wearing a silk sort of robe as well?
No, but I would be for this one. This is the one. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome. Here he comes. It's the big caboose. Mickey.
I love it.
Yeah. Billy Eilish, Mickey.
There it is. All right.
So,
I like it.
I got there on the Saturday night to actually watch the event.
You know what you're going to do? You're going to hang around. You're going to tell us out on the other side of this.
To.
Hang in there, mate.
We'll do.
We've been too busy playing all our intro songs.
We're having too much fun.
Adam Rosenbarts is with us. He's got a new book. Get you more on that right after this.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, Adam Rosenbach
right,
in
mate.
Studio as
Spinning
well.
Spinning tits in the big caboose.
I beg your pardon.
And what was it? What were you here?
Herpes. Jeez, it's not sounding as good now.
We sound intimidating,
Spinning
though.
Spinning tits and the big caboose, and we're here with herpes. Now, we're talking about the darts, of course. These are the big nicknames in regarding one of the great sports in the world. There's no denying it. If it was, you know, this is interesting. I found this out. I believe England, that's why Australia, we're so good at swimming. It's all climate related.
Of course.
So all our strong suits are swimming, cricket,
outdoorsy stuff.
If you look at the English, they will kill you when it comes to billiards. They will kill you when it comes to darts. Yeah. Mm. They will kill you with anything indoors.
Because it's cold and dark.
Climate.
And, yeah.
Well, so
it's a good thesis.
It is.
It's a very good thesis.
You should go to Oxford and do a degree.
Do you know what? Masters. I would, except I'd hate being surrounded by dummies.
Oh my God.
I'd have to really dumb it down for that lot. Gosh. So we're talking about...
Yes. So I'd met the darts players on the Thursday and Saturday night. I arrived at the darts. When I got there, so it started at 7. I got there at 8:30.
7 what? Not in the morning.
No, 7 at 9.
7 p.m. You got there,
I got there at 8:30. I was fashionably avoiding it.
Who's the crowd? Tell us who the crowd is.
Yeah. Okay, so the crowd, when I got there were 15 guys in silver space suits who'd been kicked out already within an hour and a half of the event.
Well, why were they in silver space suits, do you think?
Everyone dresses
it's
up.
It's a dress up, Jane.
Oh,
it's a real party inside. Yeah. Oh, so you get inside.
What were the chicks like? Hot?
Sure. So you get inside.
Is there chicks darts?
No, chicks to watch it.
No, but I'm just asking because I've never seen chicks.
Yeah, there is chicks darts.
There wasn't that I saw.
Okay, so. But there is such a thing as chicks darts.
Yeah, of course.
Trust me. You wait till you see me and my friends at 3 in the morning.
And really, you get on the different darts. Yeah. You get in there and it's a sea of plastic trestle tables and plastic chairs. This is an event that's not preparing to get its bond back. Like it knows what's coming. Because the last time I think it was in Melbourne, everyone started throwing chairs around.
It was a fight,
that's right? So they know what's going on. Your feet stick to the floor. It's the smell of lynx and desperation.
Lynx and desperation.
It's a Bogan Coachella.
Brilliant. Right? Sounds awesome.
It was so much fun. And so people aren't really paying attention to the darts. Like it's kind of, that's in the background. It's a piss up with the darts in the background.
Right.
And the only time they pay attention is when you get a triple 20, which is 60. And if you get that three times, which is really accurate, you get 180. And there's a guy who calls it out. And this is how he sounds when he does it.
180.
You're joking. And so everybody's familiar with that, are they?
Oh, yeah.
That's the big call.
They go bananas when that goes off. And it happens.
Are there a lot of dartboards around and people are all doing competition all at the same time?
No,
or are they watching just one game?
Everyone's just watching the one game.
So the 180 comes up. So does everyone in the room...
Goes ballistic. Yeah, everyone goes crazy. And I just thought, how good would it be to have that guy with you in real life? Like if someone come up to you and go, how many beers have you had, mate?
One!
What about how many rejections did I have on Tinder last night? It's a bit of fun.
I'd like to go up to any of the dart players and say, how many kilograms are you, mate?
So basically, they're playing up there, and all it descended into madness, people just running across the trestle tables until they got arrested and take it out. That became a sport at the end of it. Everyone was watching
I'm gobsmacked.
So who, should we go? Is it families? Do you barrack?
Would you have young children there? Yeah,
not for long.
Okay.
Not for long.
Do you have your own, like, do you have your favourites? Is it your favourite player or is it nationality based?
I think it was favourite players amongst the people, but it was really hard to tell by the end. Everyone was just screaming and shouting and getting.
I wish we got the guy who looks like Brett Lee. Who's that guy?
Yeah,
we've got a guy.
The wizard.
The wizard.
And now the couples go. Like, I'm fascinated by the women going. I know I'm not harping on it, but do they sort of go with their husbands and watch?
I reckon there was a lot of geezers there. So if they'd have been checking passports on the way out.
Hello.
Yeah, they might have been sending a few home.
Okay. Is there a crowd behavioural officer present?
No, he's not there.
Hey,
thank you for that. It's fascinating.
Can you hang around? It's finally here. I've got a piping hot copy of the book. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about Adam Rosenbach's Paris and Other Disappointments. One son, one dad, 3 weeks in hell. Looks like a cracker.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Adam Rosenbach is here, by the way. A brand new book in stores called Paris and Other Disappointments. It's out now.
Perfect for Father's Day.
Yeah.
Well, unless you're Adam's father, because he spends the best part of the book potting his old man. I won't explain it. You tell me what the book is about, what the premise is, and how it all came about.
So basically, my dad, the book is about my trip to Europe with my dad. He was born in Germany, came out to Australia when he was 2 years old, just after World War II.
Yep.
And he'd never been outside of Australia again. And he always used to say whenever there's a family gathering, oh, I'd love to go to Europe, you know. Keep banging on about it. I was like, hey, mate, let's go. And I called him on it.
And how did he react when you first said? Was he a bit panicked?
Well, he was as shocked as I was because I was like, where did that come from? What is wrong with me?
So did he have a passport or anything like that?
He didn't have a passport. He didn't have a credit card. He had to get he and Mum had to sort it all out. And
this is great.
What I worked out very quickly is Dad wanted to travel. He was happy to travel through Europe for the day. Right. So he was not prepared for parts of travelling like the travelling, okay? Because he thought it was like going to a Westfield for the day.
just have a swing by Europe and see what's happening.
Yeah, and then go to the food court after
that. What was it bothered him? Just the rigour of having to check in, check out and travel and all that stuff? Or is he overwhelmed by
foreigners?
He was a little bit overwhelmed. He doesn't love foreigners.
Okay.
But he's just very, how would you put it, low energy. Nothing excites my dad, right? Okay. So when we got to the Eiffel Tower, because we're having a really rough time in Paris. I thought at least the Eiffel Tower will get him happy. Yeah. And he saw it and he just went, I thought it'd be bigger. And I was like, really? Is that it? Hey,
that's fantastic.
The Eiffel Tower should be a get out of jail free card.
Has been for hundreds of years. Well, at least
but why are we
years.
Having a rough time? How can you have a rough time in Paris?
We got a really dodgy apartment. It was late getting in there.
Are you on a Contiki tour? How are you travelling with your dad? Are you making this up? Are you pre-booked it?
Yeah, we pre-booked everything. I think because we flew on a budget airline, and so he didn't get a snack, right? He went to... they handed him a snack, and then he went, oh, thank you, and they went, it was like €4. And he's like, I'm not paying for it. He expected... And so I think he had PTSD, post-traumatic snack syndrome.
So he gets to Europe and was he excited to...
Yeah, were there
was
any
it, was
highlights
he going,
for
this is like my lap of honour?
The highlights for him, he loved the hinges on the windows in Europe. Now, I don't know if you've ever been to Europe. They're really weird windows. If you turn the handle down, it opens up like a door.
Yeah.
And if you turn the handle up, it sort of tilts in. So
it's got different modes.
Yes. And he...
that caught his imagination.
Everywhere we went, he'd be like, oh, look at these. How good are these hinges? How good are these hinges?
Did he go to the motherland?
Yeah, we did go to Germany. We were in a cathedral in Munich, and it was like a 700-year-old cathedral. It survived the bombings in World War II. And he's looking around. I'm thinking, oh, he's really into that. And he just leans into me and he goes, I wonder who cleans all this.
That's how I
what about sporting events or like opera? Did you go to an event or did you do something that you go, you'll love this?
No, we did nothing theatrical and the Premier League wasn't on when we were over there. Okay. So we didn't.
What about the food? Did you get into that at all?
The servings weren't big enough. He likes servings as big as your head, right? So we went to this really fancy restaurant one night and it was a degustation. Okay? And he didn't know what that was and I said, it's 8 courses. And his eyes lit up. I'm like, oh, you've misread this.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
You're not going to like the degustation.
Yeah. No, you're not going to like this.
So they come out with all little fancy things and the last thing they had, which it was almost like they knew him, they brought out camembert ice cream, okay? And so he starts eating that and he's hating it. And he goes, what's this? And I said, oh, it's camembert ice cream. And I could tell he hated it and he kept eating it. And I said, what are you doing? You hate it. He goes, well, I paid for it.
Oh, these are great adventures and so many people's going to relate to this.
What place did he like the least?
Paris. Paris. By a mile. Absolutely hated Paris. It just, when we walked out, he just goes, it smells like cat's piss.
But I concur with him. I've always said overrated city, Paris. If you can develop a bomb, you can drop on a city that keeps all the buildings but kills all the people. Yeah. Drop it on Paris.
Well,
I'll let your old man do it. You love it because you've got giant strawberries. Oh,
and the rest.
And you can have champagne at breakfast.
By the way, do you know what I'm thinking? This is quite a good sitcom.
What, you and his dad?
No,
gang?
No, oh. Adam and his dad.
Do I have to go with him?
Well, I don't know. It could be a good movie.
Anyway, the book is called Paris and Other Disappointments. We'll get you on from time to time to talk about this. But as you say, for Father's Day, it'll be a ripper. Yep. Sounds great, Australian. Read. It's a great adventure.
Yeah.
What's your dad's name?
Tom.
Let's give him a shout out. Tom, how are you doing?
This rubbish. He'll be on 3AW or something.
ABC.
I want to talk about, interesting you've got us onto the subject matter of different countries, because have you heard Donald Trump wants to buy Greenland? Have we got a grab there? I think we do. Here he is.
Essentially, it's a large real estate deal. It's just something we talked about. Denmark essentially owns it. So the concept came up, and I said, certainly I'd be strategically, it's interesting, but we'll talk to them a little bit. A lot of things could be done. And strategically for the United States, it would be nice.
There it goes, Greenland. He's honestly thinking
of buying. And when he says, I want to buy, is he buying for the United States, I assume, or is he buying it for himself?
I don't know.
But also to say a lot of things could be done. What are you going to whack up a big pergola on the middle of it?
It's so insulting to a whole country.
133353, which country would you buy if you could buy a country? Not Paris?
No,
obviously.
No.
You would buy Paris.
I'd buy Paris.
What country would you buy?
I want to buy Bangladesh. That way I've got access to all iPhones and Nike.
Probably the Island of Mystique for me. I don't like talking about it.
Okay.
Well, then why'd you bring it up?
Dave?
New Zealand.
Well,
that's a good one, New Zealand.
Give us a call. Tell us what country you'd buy and why. Adam Rosenbach's Paris and Other Disappointments.
By the way, Adam, with the Darts Masters, we've got the videos up. You can check those. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook as well. Thanks to Rosie. We'll take your calls now. What country do you want to buy?
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
We were talking about what country you would buy because Donald Trump has decided that he would like to buy Greenland.
Sure. Yes. Yeah, why not? Yeah, make him an offer.
Of all the things he's got on his mind, of all the things that are going on at the moment in the US.
Let's go consult the vendor, shall we?
I just find that extraordinary.
What would the reserve be on Greenland?
Well, because Denmark own it, and the Danish PM said Trump's idea of buying Greenland is absurd. An absurd discussion, said Denmark's Prime Minister.
What countries have got Ebola? That's what I'd go for.
Uganda.
I'd like to own it.
Uganda. Rwanda. Rwanda.
Why would you want to buy it?
Then? Democratic Congo. Yeah,
just to have the Ebola.
Why? Why do you want to buy it?
So I control it.
Oh, okay. Greenland is the biggest island in the world.
Laughing. Really? Now, it's not the biggest island.
It is.
Australia's the biggest island.
I think you're wrong on that. I think it's Greenland.
Oh, can somebody please, please get me the empirical data which will confirm Australia is a bigger island?
Do we find out about Lil Nas too? I thought Billy Ray Cyrus did the second version.
It's technically, the original version came from a computer game.
Yeah, Red Dead, was it Red Dead Redemption, I think? Yeah,
the first song came out and Billy Ray said, come on, it should be a country song, I'll do a version.
Yeah, I think you're wrong.
I think I'm
let's
right.
keep going. But what, you can't just say I win like it's all over.
I win.
Prove it.
I will.
Ha ha!
Are you eating?
Mickey.
An ice.
Are you eating on air again?
Ice, baby.
Don't do that. It'll upset people from Iceland. They've lost their first glacier. They need to. Hey, now, what country would you buy? Justin, what country would you buy?
The Isle of Man.
Isle of Man. Now, why would you buy the Isle of Man?
Well, one, we live in the world's largest island.
Saying that,
And two, they have the Isle of Man races where they basically shut down the island, close the public roads, and they race around at a zillion miles an hour on motorbikes.
How fast? So there's no speed limit?
No. It's look it up.
How big is it?
I remember there was a Top Gear episode where they went to Isle of Man for that reason, because they could just do whatever they wanted. Apparently there's a misprint here. It says here Greenland is the world's largest island, but it's not.
Thank you.
That's
disregarding continents.
What?
I'd say we're the largest continent.
I said Greenland was the largest island on the planet.
You're wrong, and Jane, you're wrong. I'm always right.
I never said nothing.
You're wrong on Lil Nas.
I'm looking it up now.
You're wrong on Greenland. Why aren't you concentrating on what we're doing? Why? Why are you?
Because I can multitask. Because I'm a woman.
Can you?
Oh, totally. Right. Hello, Mark from Central Coast. What country would you? Yes, see, I'm all over this.
Yeah. What is it, Mark?
What country would you buy?
I would buy the Netherlands and I'd move to Amsterdam and I'd take Rosie's dad with me, give him a new view and perspective on Europe.
That's
you're
going nice.
To get him as high as a kite, aren't you, Mark?
High as a kite, and he, I tell you what, he walks past some of those windows.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right, Mark.
We get the idea. Oh, yeah, moving to Amsterdam for window shopping.
My yes. God.
We like you, Mark.
Hello, Kel.
Enough's enough. Yes. Kel?
Hello.
Hi, Kel. What country would you like to buy?
Malta.
Oh, that's a beautiful country.
An interesting choice.
It is.
Malta? Why would you buy Malta?
Well, because it's just so laid back and casual, you know, and...
Like you, Kel.
Well...
And what would you do there?
Yeah.
What would you do there, Kel?
Mate, you couldn't work there because I asked them... No, because I did ask them, I said, could I emigrate in? They said, no, you could emigrate here, but you got to support yourself.
Well, why can't you? What they're saying is you can come, but you got to work.
Yeah.
You can't just come and do nothing, Kel.
Yeah. Oh, yes, you can.
Where are you calling us from, Kel?
Rockhampton.
All making perfect sense now. You should do a exchange, student exchange. Get someone from Malta to go to Rocky. You go to Malta and you do it a year.
Great idea.
Oh, mate, it's just beautiful there.
Yeah. What were you doing in Malta, by the way?
I just had a holiday there.
All right.
Good on you, Kel. A couple of weeks, eh?
Good on you. A couple of weeks.
Thanks, Kel. Good to hear from you. Thank you.
Dave. What do you want to buy? What do you want to buy?
Botswana.
The old Botswana.
That's a very unusual.
I was wondering when Botswana was going to come up. And why?
Great people, great food. Zambezi draft is fantastic. And when you stagger home from the pub and you think you're seeing elephants, you're seeing elephants.
Give him a prize, Dave.
Yeah, prize pack coming your way. Well done there, Dave. Great call.
All right, I think we're done. Did we get the idea? You can still contact us on the socials if you want press on. Jane, please, let's get to the bottom of a little NAS.
Yeah, that's
quickly.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
All thanks to the HSV Series 2 Sports Cat, where you can find your dealer at hsv.com.au.
I love the Sports Cat. If I could buy any country in the world, pick a country, Kenya. Yeah. But I'd populate it with Sports Cats.
Really? Compulsory.
You'd buy one for everybody.
A Sports Cat for everybody.
Yeah. You get a Sports Cat. You
anywhere
get a sports
in the world.
Cat.
Name a country.
Austria.
They'd love the Sports Cat in Austria.
Yeah.
You could yodel in the back.
They could.
Is that the yodeling country?
Switzerland.
You could refilm The Sound of Music.
Oh, you could.
With Julie Andrews in the back of the Sports Cat.
Easy.
Those Von Trapps. You could get every Von Trapp in the back of the Sports Cat.
They could do female deer in the back of it.
And turn back the German soldiers.
That's right. You're right.
You know what you were saying before?
What?
Do you want to play that song?
Yes. What is the song?
Well, we were thinking about a good song to play.
Song that I would like that would suit me behind the wheel.
Yeah.
What is it, Jane?
It's Billie Eilish. So you're a tough guy, like
you're really rough guy. That's me, girls. Which way are you going?
You're so mysterious. Who's this guy in the sports cat?
I'm in the red one. I'm in the red sports cat.
Oh, my God.
I'm in the red sports cat.
Have you got the windows down or up?
Oh, I've got the windows down. Play it again, Dave. I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, guys, there's a longer version. Yeah.
There we go. Excuse me, ladies. I need some directions.
Which
way to happiness?
Or the girls go, call 999. Let's call the cops.
If you want to get involved, if you want to be hip with the ladies, if you want to be, you know, we did Harden Up today.
Yes, Harden Up. Yeah.
Do you know what I say? Yeah.
What?
Harden up every other vehicle on the road.
That's not a sports cat.
You need to harden up.
If you want to duke it out on the roads with the sports cat, the big kahuna, the chief, the top dog, it is.
Where do you go, Dave, if you want to find
bonnet
out?
Bulge.
Yeah, you've got bonnet bulge.
Bonnet bulge.
Finally happened. All right.
Where do you go?
Look at that.
You go to hsv.com.au.
Come on.
Look at that picture. That gives me the horn.
It's so hot.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I'm not going to say it.
Sports cat.
HSV.
Come on.
A drive home that's always surprising. This
is Kennedy Malloy.
Australia's a bigger island than Greenland, in my opinion.
Well, it's not.
In your opinion, but not as fact.
And I was right.
Hey, we still haven't sorted Lil Nas out. We'll get
no,
that.
We
hey,
have.
Hey, just quickly,
right.
before yeah, we yes. sign off, congratulations to Peter Stefanovic and Sylvia Jeffries.
Yes.
Who, they're going to have expecting their first baby, a little boy. The announcement was made earlier today by Peter's Uber driver.
So Zinger.
Congratulations. All concerned.
Well done.
Why does his brother hate me? Why does Carl hate me?
Well, you've been disparaging.
I haven't been. I've been on his side.
Well, you're very cross.
Grant Kenny's the one I've got the beef.
Grant Kenny, oh, because Grant Kenny had the bachelor party and you didn't have it.
Well, I was supposed to be.
You
his
didn't
guy.
Go to the wedding.
I was his wingman. Right.
You didn't go across to Mexico for
it's
the
a
wedding.
Slap in the face, isn't
no,
it?
It's not. Carl's
I'll go
crying
to his
with
next
us.
One. I'll go to his next wedding.
He's at a network
his
now.
His third wife.
I beg
very
your pardon.
Happily married.
What did you just say?
Nothing.
Take that back. Never. He'll never come on this show again. He likes
come
me,
on.
Hates you.
Carl.
He's not going to do
I
that.
Can I get the old band back together?
Hey, Dave, who's on the show time. Tomorrow?
Limo's on tomorrow because
Utopia.
Utopia
back up
returns.
And running.
Yeah.
On the AB.
Yes.
8:30, 9:30.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Tomorrow.
One in the middle. Oh, try that
whatever.
One.
Whatever.
9 p.m., ABC. Watch that.
There's office shenanigans. That's what that is.
Well, who knows what goes on in
we should do
show?
One about our office. We should do one about FM, the FM series.
Ooh. Oh, I'd watch
why
that.
Don't we try that? Let's sure. write it tonight.
Yeah. You could be like
oh, careful.
Out.
What would I be?
Oh, careful.
The leading man.
At home with a headache.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Kennedy Malloy.
Another premium selection of Kennedy Malloy. For a premium sports 4x4 range, check out the new Series 2 HSV Sportscat with sports suspension, anti-roll bar and AP racing brakes. Play hard.